A drone technology company headquartered in Hartford says expanding the industry in the U.S. should be a key strategic goal for the federal government as it seeks to compete with China. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
Aqualine Drones was founded in Connecticut 5 years ago and currently employs 75 people, manufacturing the remotely piloted aircraft right in downtown Hartford. They're used for jobs like inspecting power lines and other infrastructure, as well as in agriculture, mapping, and law enforcement. Founder Barry Alexander says Aqualine is poised to grow.
We do have the potential to scale very, very rapidly and offer, you know, high-paying, you know, tech jobs for residents of Connecticut.
But some of that relies on both visibility and investment. Congress is currently mulling an outright ban on U.S. government use of Chinese-manufactured drones because of security concerns. Senator Richard Blumenthal agrees the U.S. is over-reliant on China for drone technology.
The Chinese are ahead of us in producing drones because the Communist Party in China has very proactively and aggressively supported their industry. We haven't here. We need to do it.
The U.S. Senate just passed the Endless Frontier Act, providing a $110 billion investment in high-tech industries, including drones and artificial intelligence. Alexander is hoping if the House acts, some of that investment can mean an expansion of his Connecticut footprint. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.